All right, we're here with another podcast. It seems we have a special guest. Can you tell me yourself who you are exactly?
Oh, I thought you already knew.
Well, I know, but who are you to the people there?
Oh, they already so must be knowing.
What's your name?
Sandeep.
What do you do?
I'm a comedian.
Can you a little bit elaborate more than that?
I'm just doing comedy. Wait. Can you please start again?
Yeah, we'll start again. All right. Action! So here we have it again. Podcast. What's your name?
Sandeep. And everybody loves to call me Sandeep. Oh, should I look at this camera or where I should look?
You just look at me.
Only.
Yeah, pretty much. That's it. You just talk with me as a casual.
Not like look there.
Yeah. So how are you doing?
Yeah, good.
Can you tell me a little bit about who you are, if Sandeep, who is Sandeep actually?
Sandeep is just a normal human being living life on this planet Earth for a very short period of time. Actually, that explains a lot of things.
Sandeep, this is why you called off sick to work?
So, going back into the subject of comedy, do you feel that this is something that you can be proud of showcasing yourself? Are your family proud you being in this comedy, humor sense of area?
Yes, they're very proud because it is making a difference in people's life. It is making them smile. There are a lot of fans who are saying that when they are feeling stressed, they watch my videos, and that's a very big compliment. So this is what keeps me motivated to do it.
Would you say that people lack much of humor in their lives here?
Yeah, they lack humor because every time they are so serious, you know, because of the environment around it, right? So, and because of the stress also that they are going through in life, so that they don't feel that they can laugh out loud and they can take life more casually because we are here only for a very short period of time, right? So, I just want them to be more chilled and relaxed and, you know, just enjoy their life, which is easy to say, enjoy life. How will you enjoy life if you don't know the skills of enjoying the life, right?
So how do you enjoy your life, Sandeep?
I try to be as much as possible in the present moment. So I don't try to dwell on the past or think more about the future. I try. It's not easy because it's so difficult. Because if you see, I've tried every possible thing in this world to be happy. And then I realized the more I am in that moment, you know, just in that moment, I am happy. Because my mind is not thinking about the past or future.
They say that a lot of comedians sometimes try to make other people laugh because they might feel some type of sadness in them that no one was trying to give them that laughter. So they go to other people to give them that laughter that they seek themselves. What's your thought on that?
Well, that is just a misconception. Because people who are... See, everyone has got a lot of emotions stored up inside them, right? So if they feel that I can make some person laugh at something, it is only possible when that person is doing it without any reservations or judgment that this person is going to like it or it will not be liked. So if the person is just himself and he don't care about the outcome, that is when the funny part will come. That is when the any emotions for that matter. So, if you are angry, you have to bring out that anger out, but not store it inside. Obviously, you don't have to bring the anger out at some person. You can bring it out in your own room or, you know, go to the gym.
What about in terms of like now coming to comedy career here in Dubai? Do you feel it's easy to build that career while you're doing it here as a comedian?
Yeah, comedy career in Dubai is very good in terms of the comedy scene in Dubai is very good at the moment because there is so many places you can go and perform, and there are so many places where you can go and learn comedy, you know. So and if you Google it, you will find it, you know, like there is a lot to just to say there is Dubomedi, which started in 2008. There is Ema Comedy Kicks, and there is Migdat, who is doing the Mad Cat comedy, and there is Yash, who is doing the Flamingo. T-Bone and Varun is doing the Hindi comedy, which is called Kichdi, and so on. Did I miss anybody?
In terms of this, okay. Have you participated in any of those shows?
Yeah, I regularly participated in many of the shows. But lately, I have been doing more of this content creation on Instagram.
So what would you advise if someone is going to start this comedian career?
Just start it. Don't think too much, because people think too much that, if I post this video, will it get viral? Is this good? Is this bad? The quality is not good. I have to learn filmography. I have to do this. Don't worry about all that, because you can, if you have a phone, you just film it and post it. At least once you start getting the ideas out on, then you can start learning slowly. So if you see, for the first 3 years or something, I was just putting random videos with no proper quality camera work. And then I realized the value of good quality.
What would you say in terms of being in Dubai, what would be your most, that you'd be more thankful for about being in Dubai compared to anywhere else?
Dubai has been very good in terms of financial security, safety, and people are very friendly here, you know. And you have so many places you can go to and do so many things. And everything is near, location is very near, you know, at a 30 minutes or 1 hour distance, you can go anywhere. So it's a very compact place, and it gives you so much freedom to do so many things.
Would you say, like, someone as a comedian should go start somewhere else in the United States, or should they come here in Dubai?
It depends on where they are based. So if their comedy, because in Dubai you have more than 200 nationalities,
mm-hmm,
who are all living here. So in a comedy show, sometimes we have 15 to 20 nationalities watching the comedy show. Where would you get so much diversity?
For sure. I mean, Dubai itself has over 200 nationalities. So there's so many different people that keep coming in and out of Dubai that the potential of collaborating with more influencers is Dubai is the best place to be to collaborate with those influencers than anywhere else you could possibly be.
Yes, correct.
If you think about any other country, you would have to travel to different states or Europe, to different countries, just to meet with that potential influencer. While Dubai is like a single hub,
where
you can potentially meet any person, from high celebrities to anyone who's just a regular influencer as well.
Yes,
it's
correct.
It's like one place to be, I would say, for sure.
So, this is why you called off sick to work?
I'm so sorry. I told this guy to invite me for podcasts. We're in a partnership here, and he just keeps doing these without me. Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to just...
Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Should I ask permission before just coming and sitting there?
I told you to invite me, or at least let me know about
not
these.
Me. The gentleman here has to invite. He did not invite you. He only invited me.
Do you want me to go or...
No. Pretty much you're okay to stay. I thought he was your brother.
Yeah, he's my brother. But he cannot just barge in like this.
You said that you were on vacation or something. I was looking for you. Your friends have been calling me. I mean... Anyways.
So let's try to make this continue on, but let me ask you this question. Like, what would be something that's hilarious that only two of you know about each other? That most people don't.
Man. Okay. So this is one thing that's been a pet peeve of mine for the longest time. Sandeep does not know how to end phone calls. Okay. Every time I'm on a phone call with him in the very beginning, he would be like, okay, what time is the podcast? I'd be like, oh, it's at this time. And you know, I was thinking about these ideas. Okay. Beep, beep. He just cuts the phone. And I told him later, I was like, Sandeep, that's very rude. You can't just cut the call like that. But he's like, how do I end the call then? There's, you know, the conversation's done, right? There's no hidden agenda. Like, whoa, what's the point of me saying goodbye? And
what's your thoughts on that?
I don't like to say goodbyes.
What do you like to say?
Nothing.
He likes to hang up the phone.
I said. Well, who said that you have to say goodbye? You are on a phone. Like if you meet somebody, hi, how are you? Ah, you're coming there to lunch? Okay, fine. You go. Why drag? Because on the phone, if you have a topic to talk, okay, when you send a WhatsApp message, right? Are you saying goodbye?
No.
Then why on the phone you have to say goodbye?
Because it's common. You want to say like, take care, goodbye. You know,
what do you mean take care? As if the other person does not know to take care of himself. He wants you to say take care. These are all unnecessary words that is been interjected and it's like, hi, how are you? What do you mean, hi, how are you? Just you are filling up something for the sake of conversation.
Maybe you could share like a story, two of you, that was just like a funny misadventure that you had together. I'm sure you've been with together multiple times. Find something funny.
Hot chip challenge or?
Yeah, hot chip challenge. Yeah, that will be funny.
Not really funny. It's more traumatizing than anything.
What happened?
Yeah, because I ate the hot chip.
You did not eat any of the hot chip. That's
the beginning. Yeah,
from the beginning, it doesn't change. He never ate the hot chip. So we had to create content with one of our fellow content creators. Her name is Sanya, a great content creator here in Dubai. And so what I thought would be a fun idea was I was seeing these videos on YouTube of these people eating these hot chips, right? And essentially, it starts off very mild, but then it heats up very quickly. So we got the hot chip imported from the States. We sat down on the podcast studio, me, Sandeep, and Sanya. We were like, 3, 2, 1. I ingest the entire chip. Sanya eats the entire chip. I see this guy pretending to take a bite out of it and throwing it under his chair. I'm like, Sandeep, eat the chip, eat the chip. And then chaos ensued.
That is absolutely wrong information. I ate the chip and even 99% of the people who voted on the poll said, I ate the chip.
We have it on video and these polls, you know, they're influenced by your audience members. Every time they're like, who won the job interview? 99% Sandeep. It doesn't matter what he says. Anyways, going back to the story, I ended up eating the hot chip. It started literally, I felt like a stabbing sensation. It was very painful. And then it came in waves. Like my head was sweating and, you know, on camera, that's not a good look because my bald head is sweating. It just doesn't look that great. Sandeep is like fanning me and stuff. And then I had to go to the bathroom. There's a Filipino guy in the bathroom who's like, sir, are you okay? And then I'm just like, please just leave me alone. And Sandeep is like, I have Reiki healing, which to this day, I don't believe it. But I want you to imagine this. I'm on the bathroom floor. I'm on the verge of throwing up. I'm like, Sandeep, I need to call an ambulance. He's like, it's okay, bro. I know Reiki healing. It will heal you. I'm like, I don't believe in this kind of science. Please just call an ambulance. He puts his hand on my bald head and he starts going, oh. And imagine all of this while some Filipino random guy is watching us in the bathroom. I feel like I have to throw up. We go downstairs to the pharmacy. He's again doing the Reiki healing. And for some reason, I don't know why. I don't like to admit this. But it helped a little bit. And every time I say that, his ego gets inflated and he says, see, I knew it worked.
Do you see the energy flowing through your body?
I felt a little something. I felt a bit of relief. But I think that's just because...
The moral of the story is when you are doing some stupid thing like this, make sure you have...
an ambulance on standby. Which was what was called, by the way, in the end. I went in an ambulance. I ended up in the hospital. Sandeep was with me throughout the entire thing.
That is why, guys, please don't try this kind of stupid challenges because we are misusing the ambulance service.
Misusing the ambulance service?
It was a genuine... I felt like I was about to die.
Yeah, but you should have not tried that, no?
You
then
agreed?
You would have, if you had not eaten the hot chip, then you would not have wasted the ambulance time and money.
The funniest part about this is I was in the hospital bed and I'm like, where's the doctor? You know, finally this lady comes in. I'm like, nurse, I feel like I'm, and she goes, it's doctor to you. And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm dying over here. And in the meanwhile, I look for Sandeep. Sandeep's with some fan and he's like, take a video, brother. Take a video of both of us.
So, but he's even trying to make a comedy out of this, the whole thing.
You're exactly. Saying. Yeah.
This is what he called a bright mind when it comes to comedy. He's thinking of the moment. It's like, you know, this is the right moment.
Yeah.
There. So let's just do a quick reversal here, a role reversal. So impersonate each other for a minute. You know him better and he knows you even better. Can you reverse the role where he's impersonating you and you're impersonating
him? Yeah, he does very good impersonation.
For sure. All right, I have to channel the inner Neanderthal.
Let's see if he can do it.
All right. Hello, everybody. My name is Sandeep, and everybody loves to call me Sandeep. And guys, today in our studio, we have a very special guest. Can I call you Dr. Hamid? Very nice to meet you, Dr. Hamid. You know, as my father used to always say, don't cure the patient of what they have. Just tell them what they have wrong and let them cure it themselves.
That was good. That was good. What about you, Sandeep?
Hello, my name is Anand, and everybody likes to call me Ramen because I am like the ramen noodle. I come fast in 1 minute.
What? Excuse me, I had your accent, I had everything on point. You just pretty much just insulted me without even trying.
No, I tried your accent.
Anyways.
I don't have a bald head, so how can I?
You don't have to have a bald head to have the.
Just the voice imitation.
Do I have a beer belly in order to make that impression?
It's not a beer belly.
Just the personality imitation. If you can imitate his personality, even if you can't do the accent. Like, what is something that you know about him that you could just definitely imitate because he's always doing this thing?
Oh, expression.
Oh my God, no.
But he
always says I'm one-dimensional with my expressions because in my videos I'm...
It does this. It does not talk much. It's like, so why do you want to work for this company?
No, always with the eyes, huh? So, now that you've done the...
Never imitated, no, anybody.
Yeah, you haven't really imitated anyone.
But I have a lot of accents I don't want to do.
Now, if you were going to say, let's say if you guys were stranded on an island together, like what would be the top three things that you would keep yourselves in?
Why don't you have this question about if I am stranded on an island with a
girl? That's the first.
No, I did not say that.
I thought that's where you were going with this.
No, if I was stranded alone on a beach.
But
on an island, right?
Why do you have to remove me out of the
equation? Why do you have to remove your friend?
Exactly.
My brother.
My brother?
No, I don't want him to get stranded with me.
It's
for
funny.
Your safety.
It's for your safety as well. You think that we'd entertain each other? It's funny you would assume we wouldn't kill each other within the first week.
Okay, let's start maybe saying if you were alone on the island, what would be the top three things to entertain yourself?
Exactly. He would last 24 hours and then a monkey would come and kill him. I think that's we just go back and forth a lot. We riff a lot. So I would probably we would have arguments about fishing or about who's going to build the hut for today. And then I would end up gathering the sticks and leaves. And then I come over there and I see Sandeep's already sleeping in the hut. And he's like, yeah, you go over there and sleep by the ocean. It's good views and I will stay over here where there's shelter. Yeah, so there's just going to be like...
I think you're going to do most of the work.
I'm probably going to do the heavy lifting, but Sandeep is going to figure out some kind of like unique way to like build a fire. Like he's going to be like, oh, I got flintstone and, you know, like somehow he just makes...
Depends on how many things are there on the island also.
Yeah, like what resources we have. Do we have any items? Is it like...
I would say it's just a pretty much normal island with one palm tree.
One palm tree. I feel like there's going to be like... a period in time when Sandeep realizes that he has to eat me in order to survive. And then there's going to be...
No, I don't want to eat.
Or either that, or there's going to be like a native island people that come and discover us. And then they take Sandeep as their cult leader. And then suddenly I'm like in a boiling pot of water. And I'm like, Sandeep.
What would you say is, like, if you're going to this question that I have in mind for you two, maybe it's something interesting. It's like, what would be the best life advice that you have received from each other? Like, maybe through the comedy that you've done, you're like, interesting.
I would say Sandeep has a lot of amazing life advice. He has really taught me about detailing and organizing my life and planning things out in a way that I never had before. I have a lot of ADHD. I'm very impulsive, as it is with a lot of content creators and comedians. But Sandeep showed me how he journals every part of his day. He's very organized, and he helped bring that out in me. And he's also helping me step out of my comfort zone in terms of acting and learning new skills. I signed up for an acting class recently.
Oh, wow.
So it's been really amazing with those kind of things.
What about you, Sandeep? What did you receive as a life advice from him?
One thing. It can't be that hard. I mean, just think of one singular thing.
I will answer it tomorrow. life advice he gave me was... Life advice, is it? Social, he gave me some very good ideas on how to do social media.
What about joining the gym, going for Muay Thai, kickboxing?
But I did not go, right? So it is not an advice. But social media, he has really helped a lot. And
life in general.
He thinks he doesn't have to learn anything from me because he's
too wise.
Life advice, he told me to go to gym, right?
I did, and you never followed through.
Yeah.
You said you wanted to lose that one pack and you want to make it six packs.
Yeah, and he has given me advice on that, but not help.
I've also given him a lot of dating advice, which...
You're not supposed to talk.
Oh, right. Okay, we can't.
What about, like, in terms of, like, have you ever been surprised from your work together about something that went viral, so viral, like you never thought it would be viral?
Yeah, this whole social media thing only, we never thought it would go viral.
Exactly, yeah, we had no inclination about anything. There's specific videos, there's specific things when I've asked him, like, a challenge of, like, how to pronounce certain words in English, and it went viral in America. There's some of the job interview questions, like speaking Arabic for the interview, which went viral over here. And then we did some sketches in the car showroom that went super viral. We were definitely not expecting those to blow up the way that they did. So,
is there, like, any dream project that you would love to do together that's coming up?
Yeah, we want to do Key and Peele, and I want to do a lot of
Key and Peele is
comedy movie.
Comedy.
Or like a series of comedy videos. You know, like a proper, because here in Instagram, you have to cut it short to 90 seconds. The whole energy, the whole comedy is all about, you know, like the delivery and pausing. You can, if you pause, it's like almost gone, you know, like it. The biggest pinpoint is how to bring it down to 90 seconds, which is good, but some comedy requires more time.
He was asking about dream projects we want to do. I think one would be like, you know, like the... I mean, where did you go with that? We lost you.
So the last time I invited this guy, somebody will ask you, what was the worst podcast you ever had?
I work at Dubai One. These guys are Dubai Zero. Dream project would be something like a brand ambassadorship at Yas Island. I think would be amazing. We're in talks with them, and Ryan Reynolds, we're coming for your role. I'm joking, but something like that, or Netflix would be the gold standard. You know, a lot of people have said they can see us in an office series on Netflix, which would be super cool. I think, like, television programming, something in terms of Netflix or Amazon Prime, taking our series there would be a dream project for sure.
Interesting. So it's on the works so far.
Yeah, like, yeah, we've been in touch.
I could definitely imagine, like, you having that Key and Peele type of vibe where you work together and do some type of comedy, for sure. But it requires a lot of effort from both of your sides.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure that you can potentially have something big coming for you. Now, do you see, like, is there one thing that you would want people to remember about you together, like do?
Yeah, what the people need to remember is that the brotherhood that we and friendship that we share, you know, that has to be, we argue and fight a lot.
It's
every day or every other day, it is almost like, this is it. no longer will work together, you know, like, and most of it is coming from my side because I get very irritated quickly if somebody does not want to follow my ideas or my script, because I am sometimes very overconfident and that, oh, my script will do really good. And that is where it, and I've learned to just calm down. And so my message is that whenever you are doing any collaboration, just, is that the question?
Yeah, it was kind of there.
You're on good path.
Yeah, on a good path. Yeah, I think,
Yeah, so the collaboration rule is always respect each other's ideas, scripts, and respect each other's thoughts. Even though he might not, in your opinion, be a comedic genius or
it was so beautiful in the beginning, and then it just
I'm saying generic.
Also, not the question that he asked, by the way, which was, so what I want people to remember us by is, I think, you know, the reason our dynamic works so well is that, like he said, you know, people think that when it's off camera, we're just like really good friends as well, which we are. But sometimes there are arguments that ensue. But what I want people to remember is that feeling that we captured within them with those job interviews, where it's just kind of that dynamic where I'm the relatable person. Well, I'm kind of the person who's like confused about things, but then Sandeep is like that underdog who you're rooting for. I want people to kind of capture that and just kind of like remember us in that, you know, because I think that's where we shine the most when we're interacting with each other in that light.
Do you think you'll ever play a role where both of you are playing different personalities, different people, or would it be the same?
Yeah, I have done a lot of acting and improv. So I want to do a lot of serious roles.
Serious roles.
And I've never tried any silly or goofy roles. So I kind of want to try something where I'm...
Because I feel like I have all those expressions, you know, like I want to showcase that in a good way, you know, like not just to show different facets of my personality, but mainly is that to deliver some good message. Sometimes that message cannot be just delivered in a comedic way. Sometimes you need that other emotions to also convey those message across. So it has to be a balance of comedy, anger, you know, like joy, sadness.
Have you ever going to try this on your own page, social page for comedy purposes?
Yeah.
And switch it to serious? Is this what you're going to try?
I've done a few videos on that, but I've not.
He's talked about a few serious topics in the past as well, and they've done really well. They've gone viral as well. And
we have not done the content, like content where I am the angry guy.
Well, we've tried it with the boss once, where you were the boss and I was the employee, and I think we want to explore that as well.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Yes, in Money Dubai.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Do you feel like this is the route that you want to go with comedy only, or you want to be in more of a different segment or genre? Thriller, I don't know, scary movies or something like
that. Yeah, we're open to everything. Yeah, we love it. I mean, I think I would like for there to be comedy involved in anything that I do, but then I'm always open to trying drama or action, any kind of thing like that. Yeah.
Interesting.
But I would rather, for me, it is more 90% comedy with 10% of different emotion. Like, that is where my intrinsic feelings are. Like, I can mostly relate, because everything that I think is weird, you know, I'm not thinking it has to be funny. I just think weird and then it turns out to be funny. And sometimes I think it is funny, it never turns out to be funny. So that is why most of my things that we script, right, I just try to go organic, and then when we are in the studio or when we are in actually filming it.
Have you ever guys like done together being in a show, like live show together doing a comedy stage?
Yeah, we've done quite a few. We've done some of the summits and conferences here in Dubai, and they've turned out really well. One asset or place we would like to explore more, I think, is like us doing crowd work on stage together, just doing more improv comedy together. But we've done like quite a few comedy shows here in Dubai.
Never had that awkward situation where people are not laughing to your jokes?
Oh, that's always the case. I mean, with comedy, you have to be ready to fail. You have to be ready to bomb. But I think that like it helps that we can play off of each other. You know, we have that kind of dynamic that works that people like to see.
Yeah, stand-up comedy, you have to just be aware that you will fail to make people laugh. But that does not mean that people are not listening to you. They're still listening to you. It's just not funny.
Mm.
And if you overcome that, fear and you are just being yourself, that's it. I mean, the whole problem happens when you go on stage and you think I have to make everybody laugh. That pressure is what throws off your own persona.
I once read the autobiography of Kevin Hart.
Mm.
So I was reading about his journey going through his life where he used to go to New York City from Pennsylvania, go to New York City just to try on those shows that they have, those comedy clubs. And he just basically have his whole jokes set up to do a test it out on those small clubs.
Yeah.
And see if he can actually get a reaction from it.
Yes.
And through time, through multiple comedy clubs, he can get the best jokes out of each one and then combine them into a potential show or performance, as you say, when it comes to comedy.
Yeah.
I think, isn't this what most comedians do? Is basically they just get the best jokes out of each test and trial that they've done. And they combine it into potentially a performing stage.
And that can be a hard process too, because when you have jokes that are already established and they work, you're not as motivated to try out new stuff. But then when you try out new stuff, that's when you grow. Sandeep is always pushing me to write new material. He's going to say something now about how I never write material, but he is always pushing me to write new material. And I think that is like, you have to take it and test it out, because that's how you know it works. Even with Kevin Hart, for example, it's not easy, because now there's a bit at stake. Now you think, oh, there's eyes on me, people know me, can I try out stuff and bomb? But then it's within those bombs that you find the true gold. So
sure, it's like what Sandeep said, is like you have to be comfortable with knowing that sometimes people will not laugh at your own jokes.
For sure.
Yeah, and you have everyone has got a lot of content to in their life to make it funny. It is just that they don't know how to structure it, and there is a lot of places in Dubai only you can go and learn comedy. And also there is a lot of online classes, there is a lot of stand-up comedy books which will help you structure those things in a comedic way.
Now, if we're going to go back to your fans, is there something that you would love to tell them about anything upcoming that's going to happen between you two?
For sure. We have a lot of exciting things. We were just in India, did a full tour. We did a show in London. We just did Dubai Opera. But now what's super exciting is this year we're really looking forward to going to where the fans really want to see us. South Africa is huge. We have a huge fan base in South Africa. They've been wanting us to come. So we're very excited to go there.
Indonesia.
Malaysia is huge. US as well. They've been asking us to come. So we really want to plan out those tours. And
most importantly is UAE.
UAE as well, yeah, 100%.
As well, no, UAE is the first place we need to do a 1 hour. I don't know why we missed UAE. Oh, no, we did Dubai Opera. Okay.
We already. Pretty big deal.
That's interesting. So how could people follow you, if you can just stay to whatever social channels that you would want them to know?
Sure. You can follow us on TikTok on our joint account at Sandeep and Anand. You can follow Sandeep on his TikTok at Sandeep Comedian. You can follow me on my TikTok at Anand Raman, or Anand Comedian, sorry. On Instagram, he's Sandeep_comedy. I'm Anand_Raman. Am I missing anything?
Yeah, Sandeep is spelled S-U, because everybody spells S-A.
Mm. Yeah. Okay.
And so everybody thinks Anand is A-N-A-N. It's A-N-A-N-D.
Yes, I thought you were going to say Ananas, and I was going to get so upset. But he keeps saying my name is Ananas, which is not, it's not a pineapple. So
one last question that I have for you here. If each of you were a type of coffee, what would you be and why? If you were a type of coffee, what would you be?
I would be espresso.
Espresso. Interesting. Why?
Quick and strong.
I think Sandeep is more like Irish coffee because he's strong, sweet, but if you have too much of him, you'll start throwing up the next day. And you'll get...
Who drinks Irish coffee, by the way?
I don't know, people.
What about you, Alan?
I think I would probably be an iced Americano because I'm tall, I'm strong, and I get the job done.
And you're cold?
I can be cold sometimes. Why'd you have to spin it out in my head?
Yeah, I agree. I can be cold.
Okay, well, it was a pleasure to have you both.
Pleasure.
Yeah, it's a very good feeling to be interviewed by
you. Definitely, I would want to do one.
Tell your face that.
No, it's so nice to be interviewed by Engineer Amit, and it's such a pleasure to.
Are you gonna finish the sentence?
It's such a pleasure to be interviewed by an Emirati.
All right. Thank you. It's actually what I'm trying to show here is basically show the people who live here, like what they're achieving, what they're doing in Dubai.
Yeah.
And how Dubai is a place to be. It's not the place that the most people think that are showcased through, you know, Western social media, or like Dubai is fake and everything. We're trying to show that Dubai is real. There are a lot of opportunities and things can happen here.
Absolutely.
You can build your success.
Yeah, Dubai has changed my life forever. It's one of the most amazing places. I was born and raised here, so like there's endless opportunities here and people are so real and genuine. There's so many content creators and comedians. The scene has completely changed from the past 6 years. So, yeah, well, I'm very happy to be here.
Honestly. People who are spreading negative news or who are saying Dubai is fake have not actually lived in Dubai.
Absolutely.
That is the funny part.
They have a conception about it, which is not true. Which is, funnily enough, one of our friends, Abs, he makes these videos about what are some misconceptions about Emiratis and Arabs and Dubai, and breaks down those stereotypes.
And we can break that stereotype someday. We'll do a reel together.
Absolutely. It's very nice.
Very interesting.
Very nice to meet you.
Inshallah. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, brother.